There was disappointment in Shannon last September when the supermarket Iceland officially closed. The Iceland unit at the Sky Court shopping centre in the Shannon town centre created 28 jobs when it was opened 7 years ago. However, the company going into liquidation led to the closure of all of Iceland's stores across the country. However, it looks like good news could be on the way for both shoppers and job seekers potentially there, with Tesco set to come to the town centre. And joining us for more on this is the manager of the Shannon town centre, Casper Zibbert. Casper, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us. A great boost, particularly after Iceland leaving the town centre, to have Tesco coming in reasonably soon afterwards.
Absolutely. Actually, Tesco negotiations started way, way before it. However, it's a very good news, just not only for Shannon, for the whole country, I believe. It's going to create plenty of jobs around, because Tesco is going to be a massive, massive unit. We're moving deals to the different wing, and Tesco will take off both of those units. And it's very, very close to close everything, and we'll be open very soon.
That's brilliant to hear. And can you tell us, how did Tesco's move come about? As you mentioned there, it was kind of the wheels were set in motion even before Iceland left.
To be honest with you, I work with the company since September, okay? So I wasn't doing that deal. There's my team of leasing team that was in charge of that. So I can't tell you exactly about it, like, you know.
Okay, but you, as you mentioned there as well, they will move into where Deals is. So Deals has to move out into a new unit before Tesco can move in?
Yeah, so basically the Tesco should be here already. However, that is holding us up because we have to prepare the unit for Deals. So the minute the Deals is moved to different units, we're going to start working on Tesco.
Okay, and have you a rough timeline on that? How long it will take Deals to move into the new unit before then Tesco can begin work on changing the units that Deals has vacated?
Look, to be honest with you, I can't give you exact date, because there is a lot of factors coming into that, you know. But I hope in next 3 to 4 months' time, Tesco will be open.
Okay, that's pretty quick. And I'm sure shoppers and others in and around Shannon will be delighted to hear that. As you say as well, Casper, it'll be a big boost in terms of jobs as well, because Tesco will have a big unit, and I'm sure they'll be looking for a significant number of employees.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's not only the thing about it. We have opened several new shops already, like, you know, and our plan is by the end of this year to have a fully full in Chinatown Centre. There will be not even one empty unit left. So that's the idea behind it. However, said that, I say it might take longer, but hopefully by the end of the year we'll be fully operative, like, you know, because this centre died in, say, 2008. Lots of businesses moved to Limerick and stuff like that, and that was cases of the raids and stuff like that. Like, but I see the businesses start picking up in Shannon, and Tesco coming in, it's going to be game changer, to be honest with you, because I don't know if you shop ever, like, for grocery shopper shopping, like, in different supermarkets, but the best way to save money is to use them all. And if you look in now in Shannon Town Centre, you will have Tesco, Lidl, Dunnes and Deals in one spot. So with one trolley, you can shop in all of those shops, like, you know.
That'll be a major boost for Shannon, as you say. The best way for people to shop is to shop around and to have them all under one roof. It could be attractive to others in the surrounding areas as well to come into Shannon and shop at the town centre.
Look, absolutely. I'll give you an example of myself. So I shop in Ennis, okay, because I live in Ennis, but I drive to Tesco and Dunnes and Lidl, and it takes me nearly 40 to 50 minutes to drive just around the town. So now, saying that, if you coming in here, you can do all of those shops with one trolley and drive from Ennis, we said, to Shannon, only 15 minutes, you know? So I think that's going to be a game changer for lots of people around, like, you know?
This is clearly good times for the town centre, and you mentioned you'd be confident all the units will be filled before the end of the year. I wonder, is that on foot of Tesco announcing it's coming in because they're a big name, others following suit, or was that likely to happen anyway, that the other units would be filled?
No, that was more likely to happen anyway, like, you know, because before we actually started negotiations with different guys, like, we couldn't announce the Tesco. But I think Tesco will actually improve that as well, because lots of people will be looking, like, you know, for a new start of business and stuff like that, and I think it would be a perfect place for Shannon now. because you will have like four big grocery shoppers and people will be coming in, and my footfall is actually amazing at the moment. So I believe when Tesco kicks in, the footfall will be massive in here.
And Casper, what do you put that turnaround in the fortunes of Shannon Town Centre down to? Because you say, as you say, a number of years ago, there were stores leaving because of rates and whatever else. How has it turned around in the intervening years to the point where every unit will be full before the end of the year?
The thing is, the rates went down. You know, they're not as much expensive as it was before. And I think when you're looking at my footfall figures and the interest of other businesses trying to come in here, it's changing, you know. And I think COVID killed it as well, like retail totally, you know, because lots of people start shopping online and stuff like that, and they don't see that need anymore to just actually go into the shop and buy stuff. But by the figures, what I'm looking at is actually looking promising, because those figures are coming into the stage when we were before COVID. You know?
Okay, and with Tesco coming in, do you have any idea? Have they mentioned how rough, you know, how many people they will be looking to hire once they're ready to go?
Not yet. No, we didn't discuss that yet. But by the size of it, we're gonna look in probably between 30 to 40 people, definitely for like permanent jobs, like, you know.
Okay, brilliant news for Shannon. And also then there'll be more jobs, I suppose, coming down the tracks as well, as you say, Casper, because other units will be filled. So there'll be more further job opportunities there as well in the town centre.
Absolutely. And even now when the Tesco will be coming in, there'll be construction going on and stuff like that, you know. So that will create like jobs as well around it, like, you know.
Okay.
The other shops, when they're coming in, I can't tell you anything about it yet. Do you know, but like we have opened now Farm Shop as well, and it's going very, very well, like, and it's on the same wing as a Tesco. Do you know, so that's the little things what you put into the consideration of the shopping centre to actually become successful. And I think when Tesco kicks in, it's going to be totally game changer. Like this Shannon Town Centre was always like a heart of the Shannon, and I believe that's going to come back again.
Okay, well, certainly sounds very, very promising indeed from a number of points of view. Casper, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on the programme this morning to fill us in on that.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Take care. That is Casper Zibert, the manager of the Shannon Town Centre, chatting with us about the great news that Tesco coming to the town centre there, and not only will they be creating a significant number of jobs, but that there will be the other units that are currently vacant will be filled, so there'll be further job opportunities. Great news for Shannon there.